Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin paragraph V, the fourth chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Tumas Eichon, the laws of Tuma, food items in the Seif, and in the Book of Purity. Where in this paragraph we discuss regarding the minimum measurements regarding the food items to become Tameh. The Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, where he discusses the shear for food items and for beverages to become Tameh. Kama shear Eichon LaTuma, what is the measurement for food items to become Tameh? So it depends. LaTumas Atzmam, for themselves to become Tameh, is Kalshim, is whatever it is. I feel the shum, even the sesame seed or chargloor or mustard seed, mistami becomes tami, shum, like it says in the Bosom of Yikra. Mikol ho eichel ashi achel, from every food item that will, could be eaten, which from the word kol, we see kolshu, whatever minute amount it is. But, vayin eichel tami, metame eichel acher, but a food item that's tami does not contaminate another food item, oi mashkin, or a beverage, or yadayim, or hands, until it has the size of an egg, beloi klipasa, without its shell. And the size of an egg without its shell. And so too, if someone eats food items of tummy, in a nifsal, he does not become invalidated from eating truma and kachim, which we explained in Perek Ches, Mechas Avos Tuma Alach Avav, where this chacham gzeira came from, but he doesn't become invalidated until he eats the size of an egg and a half. This is what's known as a half of a pras. A pras is a half a loaf. A half of a pras is a quarter of a loaf. Halacha Beis, hamashkin, mistam and kolshim. So too, beverages become tummy even a minute amount. And they actually also contaminate even a minute amount. Even if you have a droplet of liquids that are tummy the size of a mustard seed. And if it touched a food item, it became more vessels of mashkin or other liquids. They become tummy. Now, even so, but but the one who drinks tummy liquids, he does not become invalidated at Shishtra Avis until he drinks the amount of a quarter of a loik, like we explained this in Hilchos Avos HaTumas in Perek Ches. Lucha Gimel. Kolam Ashkin mitzdarf and lifsel is a gvil l'rvis. Now, however, all beverages, they combine to invalidate the person that's drinking it with the shear of a revis. And v'chalachol mitzdarf and so too all food items combine. L'kabeya, for the size of an egg, when there's l'tamit tumas acham, to contaminate other food items. Ulekachatzi pras, or to be that of a half of a half of a loaf, lifsel zagiri, to invalidate the person who ate it. Afelachita, even if it's wheat, im kemach, with flour, im batzik, with dough, im te'ina, with figs, with basar, and meat, ketzbel, and all these types of things, hakol mitzarf, all food items combined for the shear to be mitami. Alecha dalt. Now, ha'or ha'machuba babasar, regarding skin that's connected to the meat. Because skin on its own is not mitami because it's not fit to eat. But if it's connected with less than an egg size of meat, it will supplement for the egg size and contaminate because it protects the meat, which is called a shomer, and all shomerim contaminate. And v'hamarak, and the sauce, v'atavim, the spices, v'alol, which is the small little piece of meat that remains stuck onto the skin after with skin. Even if some of it, the person thought about for eating, some of it, he did not think about it. Or some of it was because when an animal skinned it off, or when the knife skinned it off, it doesn't make a difference how this meat is remaining on the skin. Or bone that's connected to meat. Or the ligaments, or from the soft places, from the horns, or from the hooves, or the remaining feathers, or the small little hairs remained after the feathers were taken off. Or from the soft places, from the fingernails, or from the beaks, from the lumbar muscle, which is absorbed into the flesh. Kol echad me'elu, all one of these items that we mentioned, mistamen umitamen, they become tamei and they contaminate, umitzavim lekabei, and they combine for the shear of an egg to contaminate food items, or the kachatzi pras, or to that of the half of the pras, to invalidate the person who eats it. Now halacha hey, regarding this measurements, as it applies to the volume, when it's inflated or deflated. Now, let's say there's an egg size of tamei foods that was put into the sun and then they diminished, it shriveled up. So in matam, it's not going to contaminate anymore. It does not have a shear of a kebeya. And v'chein so to kezayis min ames, an olive-sized piece of a dead person, of an avela, or from the dead animal, the kadosh min sheretz, or the lentil of a sheretz, which are the minimums, shenichem mecham avin esmaitu, they put into the sun and they diminish, tarim, they're tar, because they don't have the shear anymore. Halacha vav. Kezayis chaylev, the olive size of the forbidden fats, the dam and the blood, the noiser and the leftover carbon, and the pigle, or if they had a machshava pigle, shanichem mecham avin esmaitu. Again, here also, if they were put into the sun, they diminish. Now they're less than the shear. In chayav nolim karas, there's no punishment for karas for someone who eats them. Now, hinichem makshamim benitbuchu, but let's say we put it into the rain, and then it called it to swell, chazlik mashay, now went back to as it originally was. Bein lo tuma chamura, bein lo tuma kala, bein lo iser, whether for all the three categories we spoke about, for the severe tumas or the lighter tumas, or for the prohibition as we just spoke about regarding the chayil b'dam and the pigle. Halacha zayin, ali b'tzalim, the leaves of an onion, uvenei b'tzalim, or the shoots of an onion which come out when it's not connected anymore to the ground, but it just continues to grow. Shem chalun, if they're hollow, im yesh ben merir, if there's some type of a juice inside a sap, so then you evaluate those leaves as they are, because even what's in the hollow, which is the sap, could be eaten, and then that combines for the sheva kabeya. But if it was hollow and was empty, so there's nothing inside, so you have to squash the hollow, because you can't look at it as it is, because there's empty space in between, and it has to be a kabeya of food item. Now halacha ches, but pasuf ganen, which is bread that's inflated, but it's more than that. It's like it has holes like a sponge. So it's a spongy type of a bread. So that's actually mishtaris kamashi. That's actually evaluated as it is with the small little holes counted towards the measurements. But v'mi yesh b'chol, but if there's a hollow, if there's actually a big large hole, then mamachas chalal, there also you have to squash the empty space because you can't count that towards the share of a kibbeis. You can't just look at the value and say, hey, it's the size of an egg. You got to squash it and then see if it's all food item, besides the small little holes of the spongy type of the bread. Look at test. Besar egel shenitpach, the meat of a calf that inflated, or besides the kinnish and the smata, or aged meat, which of an elderly one, which diminished, because that's how it normally is. Mishtan and kamashem, again, the value as they are, as it happens, you don't look at what it was. Halacha yod, ha'ego is regarding nuts, v'atamarim, and dates, v'hashoket, and almonds, ha'miskarkashim, which is that they're shake around. When they're moist, they don't shake. When they're dry, then they shake. Mishtam k'meishahem. Still, you evaluate, again, as they are right now. Halacha yod aleph talks about regarding the combining of food items for tumah. So kol shetumos v'shi'udu shavim. Whatever its tumah, its level of tumah, and its measurement are the same, then mitzarfen zem zeh, then, like we said, they could combine one with the other. But hayu tumos and shavim abalei shi'udim, but let's say their tumah was the same, but not their measurement. Or shiurim ablei tumas, when the measurement was the same, but not the tumah. They name it some, then they don't combine. Vafila tumah kikasha, but they shabbos name. Even to make the tumah of the lesser, the lighter of the two of them, no, the chamer cannot combine with the kal to even make like the tumah of the kal. Now, ketsa tumas ablei shiur. What's a case of when the tumah is the same, but not the measurement? Gugim besar hames, like the flesh of a dead person, which contaminates the size of a kezias. V'dokav shalai, and the dust of a dead person, which although they both have the same tumah. But there, the shear is the measurement of a fistful. So that wouldn't combine. What's shear ability to muscle? What's the same measurement but not the same tumma? That's, for example, basara mesa, basara nevela. The flesh of a dead person and the flesh of a dead animal. Where both of them contaminate the shear of an olive size, but a mess contaminates for 7 days and in the oil, which is not the case by nevela. And main tzarchlem, you don't have to say, that if they don't have the same measurement and not the same tumma, for example, basar nevela. Let's say you have the flesh from a dead animal, which contaminates by carrying without touching, and it's measuring the size of an olive. Basar sheretz, and the flesh of one of the dead eight crawling creatures, which the measurement is only that of a lentil, and it does not contaminate with carrying, so it has a different shear and a different tumah, that obviously they're shame and starving that they don't combine for the shear of tumah. Halachid base. Echol and tumayim shiur mishabah. Now, however, food items that are tumay, their measurement is always the same. Because all tummy food items only contaminate the measurement of an egg. And with tumasim shava, and their tumma is the same. And again, that's why we said that all food items will combine for the halacha of tumas echol. And this time we made a discrepancy are in different areas of tumma. And even if, let's say, one food item is a rishon tumma, the other one's a revi, that's not intrinsic, inherent in their status. It's just something that's secondary, which is just a happenstance, that this happened to have touched an avah, this happened to touch a shlishi, so they're considered as if they have the same tumah and the same shir. Because all food items that are tumah only contaminate through touch. They don't contaminate, not a person, not a vessel. Therefore, they would combine to contaminate at least by the lesser of the two of them, if they're, let's say, different tumahs. Let's say you have a half of an egg of a food item that's a rishon, because let's say it touched an avah. And you have a half of an egg of a food item that's only a sheni l'tumah because it touched the rishon. Shabalon zebazet, which they would mix one with the other. Now you have a full egg size. So it's going to be a sheni, which is like the lesser of the two. And v'mnagba chumah, they've touched chumah, psalei, and invalidates it because chumah only goes up until a shlishi. Kachatzi bei oichel sheni. Let's say he has half an egg of a oichel sheni, a furam that's a second degree. Vekachatzi bei oichel shlishi, and a half an egg size of a furam that's a shlishi. Shabalom, which they went mixed together. How is a shlishi? Again, they go like the lesser of the two of them. Now they have a full egg size. It's a shlishi. And mechen koyu kiritz is anything similar like this. Afilu bechatzi bei oichel rishon. Even if you have a half an egg of a oichel that's a rishon. Bechatzi bei oichel revi shalkoyish, and you have a half an egg of a furam that's a revi, which is only possible if it's that of kodshim. Shabalom says if they would mix one with the other, and you have kol revi, they're all going to be like the lesser of the two, which is going to make it only into a revi. Lachi yud gimel kibei oichel rishon. If you have not a half an egg but a full egg size of a furam that's a rishon, ukabei oichel sheni, and the full egg size of a furam that's a sheni. Shabalom says that we just mix one with the other, so I call rishon. Everything is going to be considered as a rishon because this whole conglomerate has a measurement, a full measurement of a rishon l'tumah inside of it, so it's going to be considered as a rishon. Now chalakim, if you split it now into two, kolechem em sheni. Each one of them is going to be considered as a sheni because the you don't have, we don't presume that you have necessarily the full kebaya of the rishon in any one of the halves. And it could have, let's say, half a rishon, half a sheni inside of it. So we treat it as the lesser of the two, which is a sheni. Now, nofel zel atzma mezel atzma al kikish al truma. So if, let's say, each one of these individually fell on a loaf of a truma, so pislu, all they did was invalidate the loaf of a truma, meaning making it into a shlishi, but will not invalidate other things, because, again, we're treating each one of these pieces as a sheni. But if nofel shleim ke'echbre, both of them together fell on one on the same loaf of bread, oh, well, then I saw a sheni. Then they're going to make it into a sheni because you have a shear, a full kebeya of a rishon somewhere over here in this whole pile that fell onto this loaf of truma. Look, you doubt. Kebeya oichel sheni. If there's a full egg size of a second degree oichel, or kebeya oichel shlishi, the full egg size of a third degree oichel. Shabalom zavazet, we mix one with the other. Hariyakol sheni. They're all going to be considered as a sheni because somewhere in here you have an egg size of the sheni. Chilkom, if it was divided, well, kolechem or shlish. Again, we don't presume necessarily you have the full egg size of that sheni, and rather it's mixed in this half with some sheni shem shlish. We'll treat it as lesser shlish. Now, vazel atzma, vazel atzma, kikash or truma. Let's say each one independently fell on the loaf of a truma. Loaf of soul, it's not going to validate because if it's a shlishi, truma cannot become a revi. But now, vashem ke'achab, let's say they both fell together on the same loaf of truma bread, then pasul, they're going to invalidate. Again, we're going to treat it as a sheni. Then they shall switch shlish, because they made the truma into shlish because, again, somewhere in here you have a full kebeya of a sheni. Look at tezvav. Kebeya oichel rishon. You have a full egg size of a furam that's a rishon l'tuma. Ukebeya oichel shlishi, and you have a full egg size of a furam that's a shlishi of tuma. Shablom's over there with a mixed one with the other. Again, rishon, that's going to be said as a rishon because you have a kebeya. Chilkim have been divided. Zeh sheni vizeh sheni. We're going to treat them both as a sheni, not as a shlishi. Why? Shashlishi shnaga berishon, because that shlishi that touched the full egg size of a rishon, nas a sheni. The transmission, the rishon makes that shlishi into a sheni, because if it were to touch anything, even tar, it would make it into a sheni. So therefore, they're going to be considered as a sheni. Halacha tazayin. Kishtei beitzim oichel rishon. If we have two egg sizes of a furam that's a rishon, kishtei beitzim oichel sheni, we have two egg sizes of a oichel that's a sheni. Shabalom, they were all mixed together. Again, hakol rishon, everything makes it as a rishon, because you have more than a beya of a oichel that's a rishon. Chilkum l'shnayim, even if you divide it into two, kolechem em rishon. We're going to consider each one of them as a rishon, because again, we had two egg sizes, and therefore, even if we consider that it's half and half, you're still going to have, even if it's half, a full egg size of a rishon. Chilkum l'shleish l'chalokum l'arba, but if you divide it into three, into thirds, or into four, into quarters, kolechem em sheni, each one is going to be considered as a sheni. We don't presume anymore that you had the rishon inside of it in the shear of the kebeah. Same thing would apply if, let's say, you had two egg sizes of oichel that's a sheni and two egg sizes of oichel that's shlish and blum that mixed together. Again, I call sheni. But chilkum b'shleim, you divide into two. Again, the same idea. Kolechem b'sheni, each one's going to consider as a sheni because you presume that it's in there somewhere because you had two beim. Shlish l'abav, you split into threes or into fours. Harei kolechem b'shlish, and then we're going to consider each of them as a shlish and not as a sheni because you don't presume anymore that you had, if you give an equal division, that you would have a beya of the more severe one. Rather, we treat it as the lesser of the two.